Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tepid Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, January 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices with March corn down 2.5 cents, 608.5. March wheat down 7.75 cents, 782.5, and March beans down 6.75 at 1419. We had two sales this morning: 247 corn to unknown, 132 beans to China. That's well short of the 1.5 million metric tons of corn and 1.5 million metric tons of beans that the trade was looking for. We didn't see it in the weekly sales either. Wheat, 380 plus 72 for next year. Corn, 1.09 plus 105 for next year. And the beans, 671 for this year, 528 for next year. All the numbers total are decent numbers, though. Cattle on feed tonight, on feed 99.7, placements 101.8, and marketing's 100.9. Now, the bean oil, surprisingly enough, is up over 40 ticks overnight. Crude oil is currently down 63 near the lows of the day session, but we're still $2 off the lows of the overnight session. Crude oil broke from 87. I want to get this right here. Broke from 87.32. down to 82.78 overnight. And we're back up here. Held the 10-day moving average and bounced pretty good. But the bean oil was strong overnight because the palm oil was very strong overnight as well. The weather still looks, I think, much better in Argentina and Brazil than it has. They're definitely replacing some moisture out there. The dollar is down 22 ticks. I don't think that'll have a big impact. But looks like a little bit of risk off here with the Dow Jones down 86 to start the day. Bitcoin is down 4,200 a coin. These are the lowest prices we've seen since about August 1st of last year. So it looks like a little bit of risk off here, but we'll have to keep a close eye on the Russian and Ukrainian situation. Apparently the Russians want the U.S. to pull out any strategic missiles. They don't want Ukraine to be in NATO. There's still ongoing talks, apparently in Geneva, so we'll see how that breaks out. But nobody seems too enthused that Russia is going to back down at all. But again, this could be just a big ploy by Putin to get crude oil prices higher, sell it, and wheat higher prices and sell it again. We'll have to see. Overall, I would say that the pros are looking to sell any knee-jerk reaction in the wheat. If we get a 60 or 80 cent bump if the Russians go in, I think there'll be plenty of people willing to sell it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.